something we need to understand that Christians are able to do. Did you know that every one of you are going through some kind of storm in your life? Well, I'm telling you now, you're going through some kind of storm in your life. Well, that storm is raging. And the waters of life are welling up all around you. And when the storms are raging and the big waves are coming up, you got to do something about it. Sometimes you got to walk on water. Now, preacher, no, I heard this my whole life. Nobody's ever walked on water except for Jesus. That is not a fact. That is not true. Apostle Peter, man, was he a roughneck. He'd make some of us roughnecks look like a sissy. And he was one of Jesus' favorites. Oh, it was obvious he was a favorite. Jesus had three very favorite, very close to what they call the inner circle. And when Jesus would look at his inner circle, and you would read about his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, you would see the sons of thunder, short-tempered. Peter was a denier. You'd see individuals with the same problems that you and I have as human beings. It's difficult for us living in this human condition to be able to go spiritual. But folks, when the storms of life are raging, Jesus says, I'll be standing by you. Stand by me when the storms of life are raging. Work on a song on that, Randy. It's so important for you to know you're not alone. You will not go through any situation alone. How many times have you been in a ditch of life? You can't count them, can you? No. Some who are listening, some here, some everywhere are going through the storms of life. They're in the ditch and they're afraid they're going to drown. What do? You learn to walk on water. You allow the Spirit of Almighty God. So I wanted to give to you scriptural sections and terms that will let you know what it takes to walk on water during the storms of life. Now, what happens to most people? They say, well, no, I believe that story, but I don't believe that can happen. Did you really believe that Peter actually walked on water? Yeah. I don't just believe it. I know he did. You know why? Because the Bible tells me so. I believe the Word of God. I believe this is not just the Word of God. It's the breath of God. It's the power of God. It's the love of God. It's the voice of God. It is God's Word directly to your spirit and my spirit. And He gives us this Word as a promise. Do you know that throughout this Word of Almighty God, that there has always been victory in Jesus? Even through the Old Testament, the victory was in Jesus, the Christ to come. Do you catch it? They believed in the blood of the Lamb that would come. The ultimate sacrifice. I want you to know the ultimate sacrifice has come. He has conquered. And He conquered for you and for me. He's already won my race. All you and I need to do, Christian, listen to me. Finish the course. The race is won. When I said yes to Jesus Christ, I became a winner. And and in becoming a winner. I know this for a fact. When I won with Jesus, I can't lose in life.
Amen.
He got me. He loves me. You know what it takes? First of all, have courage. It takes courage. Have courage knowing Jesus is with you. Now here comes Jesus walking on the water out to the boat. Any Navy folk here, ship, boat, whatever, okay? Walking out to the boat on the water. They're getting nervous. If I was in the boat and saw somebody walking toward me, I'd get nervous too. And so would you. And several of them said, no, it's a ghost. And Jesus just keeps walking towards them. And they recognize him through his voice. Through his, you know, the voice of Jesus carried so much love that they knew when it was Jesus. So Jesus come walking and Peter, oh my word, the one who's going to deny him after this, Randy. Peter said, Lord, is that you? Jesus said, yeah, Peter, it's me. Jesus said to them then, take courage. Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. Courage. Courage does not mean you're not trembling. Courage does not mean that your legs won't move. Courage, when you are taking courage, it means that you are ready to give your all courageously to the one who was courageous for you. Jesus conquered hell for you and me. Why would I not have the courage in the one who created all, who conquered all, who loves all, who is willing to come down and feel it all? He feels all your pain. But we just keep messing up. Right and left. Well, let me tell you what Jesus does. When you keep messing up, he keeps cleaning up. And then one day, all of a sudden, right in the middle of that brain, it hits you. This is real. And when you accept Jesus as real, you will accept reality that he has placed you in. And in the real world, you and I have a ministry for the one who loves us so much. We got a ministry. It takes courage to minister. It takes courage to stand for what is right. Folks, the more you stand for what is right, the fewer friends you're going to have on planet Earth. Do you hear me? Amen. You will make those of your own family angry. When you stand for what the Lord says, you will have many that will stand against you. What are you to do? Love. Do you hear me? You love and you keep going. You keep putting one foot out in front of the other. I've told you all about me in Dominican Republic on the front porch in 1965 in Santo Domingo. Here I am, just a young kid Marine. On the front porch, and the rounds start coming in, tracer rounds. And then this old toughy froze solid. That was pretty watching it, and I couldn't move. You see, my body wouldn't work. I don't care what I told my feet. They wasn't listening. Do you hear what I'm saying? I needed help. I needed help from somebody. And oh, what a blessing it was when that hand comes around the door and drags this kid inside. Woo! That felt good, I think, because I couldn't feel anything. Felt wonderful later. But all the tough talk and everything, going in the Marine Corps and all the boot camp and all, and get under fire and you can't move. I will say that never happened to me again. Doesn't mean when the firefight started that I couldn't dig the fastest hole you ever saw. And I didn't need an entrenching tool to do it. It means that's where life is. It means that's the storms of life. You will go through different ones. But the Lord says, I want you to take courage. It is I. Be not afraid. I'm the one who lives in you, Larry. Be not afraid. My Father in heaven not going to let anything happen to me. Think of the story on the cross. God watched. And then God spoke. You know when God speaks, thunder rolls, lightning flashes, graves open, and the voice thunders into the very being of each individual. Number two, you take a risk in faith. Now, well, Brother Larry, if you got faith, you're not taking a risk, are you? You're human. Listen to me. You are a human being. You're going to have a whole lot of flaws. Anybody in here that doesn't have any flaws? Whew. Thank you. I was going to ask you if you didn't mind to leave because you're in the middle of a mess and I don't want all this congregation messing you up. But we're all human, right? And we all hurt. Did you know that every one of us hurt differently? Do you know every one of us express our hurt differently? Do you know that when you have faith in Jesus that he understands that and he'll work it out for you? Allow him to do that. Matthew 14, verses 28 and 29. Lord, listen to Peter here. If it is you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. I don't know if that would be the first statement I would make. Lord, I want to walk on water. Because you see, that does not make any sense. A human being cannot walk on water. Yet Jesus is walking on water. He's looking at Jesus walking on water. You know what he was saying? I want to be just like you, Jesus. I want to be just like you. Fight it. All the evil of the turmoil of the storms of life, you must take a stand. And when you take a stand, stand in the name of Christ. Tell me to come to you on the water. Jesus didn't question him. You know what he said? Come. Come, Jesus said. So Peter got out of the boat. Folks, get out of the boat. If the boat's sinking, get out of the boat. Pay attention to faith. If Jesus gets in the boat, get in the boat. If Jesus ain't in the boat, get out of the boat. That boat's going to sink, and you with it. Got out of the boat, walked on water, and came to where's Jesus. Now, Peter was rough and tough, but here Peter is walking on water. as human as any of us, walking on water. Well, that's a treat, wasn't it? I won't tell you what I would do because I froze the first time. I'd become a statue. Jesus says, walk. Peter started walking. Peter was doing great. He had the faith to get out of the boat. Now, there again, you look at it yourself in your own life. You got the faith to get out of the boat when Jesus tells you to get out? The faith to get away from all the security that you have? The faith just to get out of the home place where you live and go to where God is sending you? And a lot of times that's right next door. Or right to someone you know well. You got to get out of the boat to go do it. We cannot stay locked up in the walls of a church where it's safe. Everyone in here almost agrees with everything about the gospel that each one of us says. But it doesn't matter if we don't. When you say, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, I've accepted him as Lord and Savior, you're a Christian, brother or sister to me. All the rest of it septics. All the rest of it can be worked out. If my personality was sweeter, like Randy or something like that, my personality was like that, there's no way in the world that I could have handled being in the prison system as crisis intervention chaplain for all those years. I couldn't have. It took a certain personality, and it was my personality, and God called me to that. And again, I remind you all, I want you to think about this. God sent me into the prison system as that chaplain in that ministry. I was there at the reformatory for 28 years. And I come straight from a prison system to Vine Grove Baptist Church. Now, he gave me that training for some reason, folks. There's a lot of education and training involved in that. That lets me know, and you know, we're all human beings. And we're all sinners. Did you hear me? We're all sinners. We're all saved by grace. And many are just messed up. I want you to know, when you know Jesus, you're his mess. He loves you just like you are. He will deal with it. But you need to have faith. Get out of the boat. And when you get out of the boat, Christians, stay focused on Jesus. Stay focused on Jesus. Now listen to the scripture. Peter's walking on water, doing quite well. Matthew 14:30. But always gets in there, doesn't it? You know, you've been a real good boy, Larry. But, I always hated hearing that. And any time I was talked to as growing up, there was always a but there. But you got a problem. I know I got a problem. Actually, on the rolls, I think there's 470-some of them. Problems. It's a family. I got a big family. I got enough problems inside of me to know that you and I need to help one another. You got me? Amen. That's the faith. That's the walk. That's the getting out of the boat. When you get out of the boat, you got to have somebody to go to. When you get out of the boat and the safety that you feel all around you. No, it gets cold out there. in the world. You walk out those doors, it gets cold out there. Our young folk learn of it the hard way so often. They'll walk out that door, and the parents say, empty nest syndrome. Well, what do you think your kid feel like going out into that world? That world is vicious. That's why you give them protection at home. That's why I tell you time and time again, and have for the 26 years I've been here, good gracious, 26 years, I've told you, you make that home a place to where when those kids walk through that door, they're safe. Bad guys ain't coming into that house. I know they're not in this area. You're going to protect your home. You're going to protect your children. And every daddy that I know, especially every daddy that has a daughter, has a shotgun and a bat. And they will use whichever they need to make sure everything is calm. Because your kids are going to get out of the boat. They need to know who to go to. When you come to church, you're showing them. You go to church, you go to Jesus. You take time out of your busy schedule to make sure that you go to the one that loves you more than a mama and daddy will. Mamas and daddies can love a lot. Grandmas and granddaddies can love even more. That's because we're old. We've learned a lot. We can love to the nth degree. But you got to focus on Jesus. Matthew 14, 13, 30. But when Peter looked around at the high waves, he was terrified. He was terrified and began to sink. He didn't know what he said. Save me, Lord! I said that when I was about 8 years old. Save me, Lord! Jesus was sinking. I want you to remember something. I want you to look at it closely. He shouted it. Have you got it on the screen? He shouted it. Save me, Lord! I'm sinking. Did you ever feel like you're just sinking in life? Folks, life hits you hard. Life is difficult. I remember going to school. I didn't want to go to school. I didn't like going to school. One of the reasons I didn't is because I didn't look like any of the other kids that were going to my school. I wore those blue jeans that you had to roll up and roll up and roll up to make them the right length. And the old grass string that bales, that we used to bale hay, used to use wire. And that grass string, I used it as a belt. Actually, when I left home, I thought it pretty cool, but it was different from anybody else at school. My daddy had died when I was 5, so I didn't have a daddy like the other kids. So I wasn't on the in crowd. I wasn't a part of the group. I didn't like going to school. I really didn't. It was difficult. You have to roll your britches up that high and you'll see how difficult it is as a kid or to use that. But you had to get out of the boat for me to realize it. You see, I had to leave the home. I had to walk out in order for me to realize the real world. You know why? I didn't know why. I know why now, because out in this real world is my ministry. Through Vine Grove Baptist Church is my ministry. And it doesn't matter what the world thinks of you. You must understand when you get out of the boat, you look for Jesus. And I got news for you. If Jesus ain't standing there, get back in the boat. You hear me? So we as God's children must understand that Jesus is going to give us experiences in life. It wasn't until after I got out of the Marine Corps that I fell in love with school. I haven't quit studying yet. But man, life's tough. I feel sorry for young folk. Because everybody says they've got it made in this generation, and you all have heard me say that time and again. I've written articles on it and all. No, they don't. See, there's still the same old world out there that you had to see when you were growing up. A little rougher right now, as a matter of fact. But the training's still the same, Brother Joey. When you get out of the boat, look for Jesus. When you move from one area to the next, look for Jesus. Look for a church where you can worship together in, where you know that the Word of God is being delivered. And if the preacher upsets you, love him more. If he steps on your toes, why do you think I walk around up here? It hurts. I'm walking all over myself most of the time. But that's life, is it not? He said, focus on Jesus. Don't doubt. Remember that Matthew 14:31? Immediately Jesus reached down. Peter shouting. I'd shout. Save me, Lord. You start sinking in the middle of a storm. Don't you want help? Are you going to be timid? Save me, Lord. I don't think so. Nope. Nope. You're not going to use your inside voice. Boy, it drives me nuts hearing adults say that. Kids, use your inside voice. This voice that you hear from me, only one I got. Okay? I talk loud. Penetrate the eardrum. But that's the way God created me. So when I whisper, it sounds just like this. And God sent his son just for you and for me. And he says, Larry, you may not fit in with the crowd at school, but you fit into my plan. Now listen to me, Christian. It's not the people you got to worry about fitting in with. When Jesus says you're part of my plan, woo-hoo, man, you jump for joy, for there's no greater calling that an individual can have than that calling to be saved. And that calling to be saved is a calling to minister. That calling to the ministry is a calling to preach. And I don't care how young you are, how old you are, preaching means to declare the good news. Tell them about Jesus, death, burial, resurrection of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I got out of the boat. I looked for Jesus. Jesus was there. And he said, don't doubt. Lord, save me. And immediately, you got it? Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. Hear me? Peter did not grab hold of Jesus. Jesus grabbed hold of Peter. Jesus caught him. Listen to him. You of little faith, he said. Why did you doubt? Okay. Now, if that had been me or you, I'll teach that little joker a lesson. Go under on the third round, I'll pull you. You know, that's the human part. That's not the Jesus part. as soon as he cried out, "Lord, save me," Scripture said Jesus caught him. Woo! He got caught by Jesus. That's power. That's love. That's a peace that surpasses all understanding. Why in the world did you doubt? Don't you see? I know a story, Brother Randy. I got a Jesus that came. If I was the only one that was ever born, he would have come the same way, just for me. He looked at my heart and I said, "Jesus, save me." And Jesus said yes immediately. I didn't have to jump over a pew, crawl under a pew, or memorize anything. All I had to do was say yes to Jesus. Do you hear me? Don't you dare take away the power of who Jesus is by telling young people they have to memorize this or memorize that or jump over a pew, crawl under a pew, cry or laugh or anything else. Leave it alone. That's out of your hands. That's in the spiritual love of Almighty God. As soon as they said, "Jesus, save me," Jesus grabbed them and saved them. Do you hear me? That's the reason I keep telling you I love baptism. One of the great reasons is that that person up there with me is proclaiming again, I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. Woo, that's an old story. It's a wonderful story. It is a story, my friend, that never gets old, Brother Randy. It just never gets old. The story never gets old, but it's a story that needs to be told. It's a story that's going to affect your life more than anything else, any situation. The personality of Jesus Christ is your hope, is your life. Of course, see, in accepting Jesus, you've taken on the body of Christ. You are representing, you're a part of his body, and you are representing Jesus. Well, here's what happened, and here's what you need to do. After you've had courage, you've taken a risk, you stayed focused, and you slowed down on your doubt, there's always going to be something in the back of your mind, and you're going to say, "I've got some kind of doubt there." You're human. Let me put it away where we can all understand. You messed up. You are messed up. There's a few chips that's just not working right for you, Brother Randy, as a computer whiz. There's just a few chips that aren't exactly chipping right. I don't think that's the terminology, is it, Brother Randy? It is now. So you got to get those chips going. Who can do that? His name is Jesus. You know what you do? You praise God. You pray. Now, listen to this. Matthew 14, 32 and 33. When Jesus then climbed into the boat, Peter, you know, you hold hands with Jesus, you can walk on anything. Jesus then climbs in the boat. At the time, get in the boat. Jesus climbed into the boat. The wind died down. Now, life is always going to be breezy. And I'm not talking about in a good way. There's always going to be a wind there. You're just trying to get out of the path of the tornado. You're just trying to get away from the storm area. He climbed into the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat, they worshiped him. They recognized him for who he is. Listen to worship. They worshiped him saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." That's worship. They said, "Truly you are the Son of God." They worshiped him. Christian, do you know how to worship the Lord? Jesus is the Son of God. I just worshiped. I recognize him for who he is. Not just in my life, but in your life and in the life of everyone that has ever been born or ever shall be born. Truly, Jesus, you are the Son of God. Now, folks, when you praise God that way, there's no storm that's going to conquer you. But you need each other. Do you hear me? We need one another. We get weak sometimes. Sometimes you're on the porch and the rounds are coming in. You can't move. You need help. You need a second lieutenant's hand coming around the door to drag you in because you're not moving. That's the body of Christ and how it works. We are to help one another. Not to put our foot on someone and mash them down further, but to reach out a helping hand. Jesus does that. You know, it don't get better than that. Let's pray. Father, we praise your holy name. We thank you, dear Lord God, that you give us direction for life. Directions for living it. Direction, dear Lord God, during the storms. Direction, Heavenly Father, for the folks that are around us in every age of our life. Touch us now, Father, as we go out into a world that is unforgiving and unknowing of who your Son is. Help us to proclaim in the way that you give us the story of how to walk on water. We ask that blessing, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you are here and you have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, you want to talk with me, I would have you walk the aisle. We can't do that. But you want to talk to me, everybody in Hardin County and halfway across the country has got my cell phone number. Call me. I'll be with you. I'll meet with you at any time. Call me. Better yet, reach your hand out. Jesus, save me. And I guarantee you, he will. He will not let you down. And by the way, folks, whether you know this or not, I may not have told you. Your pastor loves you. I care. And I do. I care about your hurt. I care enough that I'm wearing this thing. Oh, it's driving us crazy, ain't it, Miss Lovell? Love you, Miss Lovell. Miss Lovell is the oldest member of our church right now. I'm catching up to her pretty quick. We're in a race to how many parts they can take out of us at any time, and we keep breathing. Let me tell you something, friends. Wait until you're shown how to get out of here. But remember this. You're going to have a great opportunity this week on that path that you're walking. I want you to take time to look down in the ditch of life. You look down in the ditch of life, you'll see somebody down there hurting worse than you ever dreamed of hurting. You reach that hand down in the ditch of life, you just might touch the hand of Jesus. Whatever you do as you go, don't gossip. Go in love. Go in peace. Go in service to God. God bless you. You're dismissed.